Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Yo, yo. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some wetting. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this nanny bar. Puts it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. A few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Certain breathing. What's going on, you guys? You're definitely tuned in to All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Vibes, and we definitely have the lovely, 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 lovely Southern Belle co-host at Angel Love Retreat, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black in the building. How y'all doing?
Yo.
I'm doing good.
That's great, that's great, that's great. It's definitely one more day till Friday, y'all. Friday. I cannot wait for it to be here so that way my weekend can start because I'm so ready to just relax.
I'm planning a trip to Jamaica so I can reinvent myself like Snoop Lion did.
You're crazy. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But definitely want to shout out to the All Barbs movement, the All Barbs Familiar. I see you guys. Definitely shout out to the All Barbs promoters. The All Barbs exec team, the co-owner, shouting out all you guys. Love you. Thank you so much for going so hard. I see you. Angel, is there any shout-outs you want to give?
I just want to tell the All Barbs promoters that I thank them for everything. Shout-out to the co-owner at San Spartan, the CEO at Juliet Loves You, the head CEO, Yep, I Love It, the CEO, A1 underscore Yobo, just everyone who just supports the movement. Everyone knows how dear it is to me. It's not only something that, you know, I live, but it's my business. So anything that's my business, I make it my business. So thank you so much, guys, for always rocking with us and supporting what we are about.
Most definitely. Black, is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, I got to give a shout-out to my junior vice president of pregame radio, Miss Tasha B. It's her birthday today, so happy birthday, Tasha B. Many more. Hurry up, get off your hiatus so you can get back on air with me on Friday and Saturday so we can do the damn thing.
That's what it is. That's what it is, definitely. So I definitely, being that you mentioned that you want to go to Jamaica to be reinvented, I guess, like Snoop Dogg or whatever the case may be, but talking about Snoop Dogg, I just want to know, first and foremost, Angel, do you like Snoop Dogg as an artist?
Snoop Dogg is cool. He's cool.
Black, you like Snoop Dogg as an artist?
Yeah, I've rocked with Snoop for a while. You know, he's been out, I think, since I was like 10.
I actually like Snoop, and his decision, I mean, you know, I guess it is what it is, but I'm about to get into his decision. Oh, yeah, yeah. Give me one second. Pulling this off the tablet is definitely crazy. But he definitely went to Jamaica, and he's not known as Snoop Dogg anymore. So that I have to stop saying because he's not Snoop Dogg anymore. He's referred to now as the Lion. The Lion. I guess that's a really brave name, you know? Lions will signify, like, you know, courage and bravery. And it's funny to me that he takes a trip to Jamaica and then comes back and then basically has a new name, has a new image. And I thought this was good, girl. I'm trying to wait for this article to load. But yeah, Snoop is definitely one of my favorite. Like back in the day, like going back to the early 90s, you know what I'm saying, and Doggy Style and all of that, definitely Snoop Dogg held it down. Black, what can you tell me, like when were you fucking with Snoop the most? Like at what time frame?
I really, like, you know, I followed his career even from the first the first album, Doggy Style. That was actually the first rap album I got in trouble for buying because I was like 10, 11 when I bought it. Mm-hmm. And I came home, I was blasting it, gin and juice and all that. And my mom's and my sister pops was like, what the fuck is it? You know, and that was it. So pretty much back, what was that, like 93, 94, I was mm-hmm. really rocking with Snoop like that.
Angel, can you tell me a time period of one of your favorite Snoop Dogg songs that you were fucking with him the most?
I definitely was a fan of Gin and Juice. But my favorite portion of his career is when he and his wife and his kids went into the reality realm of the industry. I actually, you know, enjoyed watching him as a father and as a husband, actually seeing, you know, the things that he had to go through to actually keep his family together. I always like to see when artists can step outside the box and welcome people into that world so that they can understand that being an entertainer at a high level as Snoop is not easy. So I think at that point, my level of respect for Snoop as a man, like, rose up one notch.
I definitely do agree. I definitely did, like, when he brought his family on the scene and stuff, and it showed, you know, it gave, it definitely made me look at him and appreciate him in a different way. You know, like, he's not just this guy who talks about drugs, money, all this stuff. Like, he definitely is a family man. He's definitely very, you know, oriented, and he does what he has to do to provide for them. So he definitely gained a lot of respect from me, too. But going to this article, Snoop Dogg evolved into Snoop Lion. Claim he is Bob Marley reincarnated. Snoop went to Jamaica, a dog, but returned a lion after a religious and artistic awakening. Rastafarian priest bestowed the new moniker, Snoop Lion, upon the music icon when he visited Jamaica in search of a new path. I didn't know that until I went to the temple where the high priest asked me what my name was, and I said Snoop Dogg. He looked at me in my eyes and said, "No more. You are the light. You are the lion." From that moment on, it's like I had started to understand why I was there, he explained at a press conference. Born Calvin Cortazar, what's his last name? Rodas Jr., Lion has always felt a special connection with Jamaica's most celebrated music legend. According to news.com, "I have always said I was a Bob Marley reincarnated," Lion said. "I feel I have always been a Rastafari. I just didn't have my third eye open, but it's wide awoke now." The spiritual development has revived Lion's artistic energy after the years in the music industry. Rap started to stale for the 40-year-old music icon. Ever since he appeared on the scene with Doggy Style in the early 1990s, Snoop has been a prominent player in West Coast hip-hop. The Lion welcomes musical change and growth. "I've been on top ever since I've been in it," he explained. "I got rap songs that will never die, and that ain't with no disrespect, but I'm tired of rap." While in the studio, he distanced himself from the musical part as referring to Snoop Dogg in the third person. "Fuck Snoop Dogg. Don't think about none of that shit," he rapped about. "Hustling and making money and drug dealing and shooting. All that shit will be out of here," he said to his collaborators in the studio. Evidently he has a first single out called La La La. He says, "I'm a wise man in the music industry, not that I'll never do rap again because I'm always going to do what I love, but right now I'm Snoop Lion and I'm having fun with reggae movements, so hopefully you guys will enjoy it as well." And the pictures that I'm looking at, this nigga has fucking dreads. This nigga Snoop has dreads. Angel, so what do you think about him reincarnating himself as Bob Marley?
Well, Bob Marley is definitely a legend. Before I make my comment, I am going to say that I'm all for, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the whole Constitution, this, that, the third. I do believe that everyone goes through a point of their life where they want to redefine themselves. I don't really, you know, like to deal with like cults and things of that nature. So I just wish my best luck to Snoop. I'm just really hoping that this is not something where it's like they're just trying to attach themselves to him and then he's just gonna like lose where, you know, himself within something that he really fully doesn't understand, or the case may be, because cults tend to do that to people. You know, taking it back to history where you had cults where they had people killing thousands of people just because one person said do it. So I'm just going to say big ups to Snoop. You know, keep your mind open. Beware of things that happen within items like that, and just continue to make good music for your listeners of hip-hop.
Definitely, I definitely agree with you. Black, what do you have to say about Snoop and his whole...
I think if anybody, despite their age, if they feel they need to, you know, reinvent themselves or just to go through a change of image, you know, that shows personal growth, so I'm definitely all for it. And like Angel said, I wish him all the best, and I'm actually waiting for him to drop a reggae album to see how it goes.
Definitely. I'm laughing, but I'm being serious. Like, I'm laughing because, like, I just keep looking at this picture of him with dreads, though. He would, you know, I'm used to seeing Snoop either with his hair permed better than mine, and, you know, or in some braids, but the dreads, and it's, you know, they're, like, kinky, so it just, it cracks me up a little bit. But Snoop, I wish you all the best of luck. I definitely do. You know, I'm interested in hearing what this new whole album is going to be about, and just to see the new style and hear what the message, you know, that you have to bring or that you have to say, being that you got in your third eye. So definitely, Snoop, shout out to you and you switching over with religions. And going into religions, you know, and it's funny because with a lot of religions, you know, of course, you know, there's different beliefs and whatnot. Do you feel as though when people convert, like, do you feel as though when somebody, for instance, in a relationship, you meet a guy, you know, come to find out he's Muslim, you know, Angel, and would you, being that you were already Christian and because you are now in, you know, having a relationship with a Muslim and he asked you to convert because, you know, maybe that's how they want their woman to convert or whatever the case may be. Would you change your religion to be in a relationship with somebody that made you very happy?
I wouldn't. I definitely would not. Although I am a believer in a higher power, I do not put limitations on myself as far as saying that or classifying myself as saying, oh, I'm a this, I'm a that. I always keep an open mind. I always keep the realization that we have free power. The decisions that we make within ourselves alter what happens to us in the future. So if I dated someone who if I met a guy who was Muslim, I would off the bat know that he's Muslim, and my first question to him would be, how deep is within the Muslim, you know, entity is he? Because if he's really into it, I wouldn't even waste my time, because honestly, like, I'm not going to convert. I'm not one to force people to go to church. That's not who I am. I don't really force my kids to go to church. So to have a man try to force me to become something that I'm not, or indirectly force me, I just can't do it. Like, I just wouldn't be able to do it. Like, for any religion, I don't care if it's Catholic or anything, you know, I'm just a free-spirited person. If I decide I want to go to a Baptist church today and then tomorrow go to a Jewish church, that's what I'm going to do, and that's how I raise my family. So me and whoever I'm dating would have to respect that. And when you get into, those, like, certain religions, is, you know, they're really strict on the things that they do, as far as, like, women can't wear this, they can't say that, they can't do this, and it's just not the road I'm trying to take.
I hear that, because I'll be damned if I'm walking out here and I don't even know what they're called, you know, I'll just be damned if I'm covered up from head to toe in 95 degree weather, humid, like, it's just, yeah. Black, would you convert if you were dating a female that was of the other of another religion, just to be with her?
If I would do that just to be with her, nah. Like, because if I do, you know, change religion or anything like that, it would be a choice that I made for the sake of myself, not for, you know, not to be with somebody or nothing like that. Because I'm not even, I'm not even religious like that, you know. But I know, you know, there's a higher power, and I do believe in all, but I'm not one. You won't catch me in church every Sunday anyway. So for me to go and become Muslim or Jewish or Buddhist or whatever just to be with somebody, nah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And actually, you know, I've actually had a guy, you know, try to get me to become Catholic. And I wasn't, and it's crazy because I went to a Catholic elementary school, but when I was in the school, I wasn't Catholic. And it was just weird that when we were talking, and we were talking for a minute, and of course, you know, he asked, do I go to church and all of that stuff, and I explained to him, like, I'm very religious, but I, you know, don't make it to church that often, but I, you know, I go whenever I can, and he just really wanted me to be Catholic. Like, he's just like, my mom is really strict about any girl that I bring in, and she definitely would like for her to be of the same religion as us, and I can't do that shit. Even though their mass ceremonies are real quick, not too much noise, you know, you're in and you're out, you get the bread, you drink the wine, go back to your seat, and then you're out. But, I just feel like for me to be like, we're not even together today, or we're not, you know, so just for me to convert for a guy, I wouldn't do it. But there's people that have. I know a lot of females that dated of another religion, a guy of another religion, and they converted. They was just like, yep, I don't eat pork anymore. Since I've been with Muhammad, I don't eat pork no more. And it's just like, wow. No, it's really, it's crazy. But
I definitely know, you know, that it is. I'm just not one to alter myself. Like, to me, in my opinion, big ups to women who do that, who can, you know, change their whole lifestyle or whatever the case may be. But as far as me, I just don't believe that that part of the decision of where you're going to go plays an important factor on me. I live my life as I live my life, and my thing is, when I die, there's nothing I can do about where the hell I'm going at, because I'm already dead. So in my opinion, how I live my life is I try at 90% to treat people as the way that I want to be treated, so, you know, I won't leave a bad mark. And I try to do things within my community so that way, while I'm alive, I'm impacting the most people that I can while I'm alive. In my opinion, once I'm dead and gone, I'm dead and gone. There's nothing I can do, nothing I can say. It ain't no take backs. It's no, like, a lot of people believe in reincarnation. That's just a little bit too far for me to think. So me going into a church and like I say this for me, I'm not saying that, you know, this is wrong for anyone else, but I'm just not a believer in paying someone else's bills. You know, I don't feel like I need to be in a building to justify what I believe in. You know, if I need to know something, I have an education. I can pick up and read. There's the internet. Like, you know, there's other people that are around me that I can get different point of views about, and I'm just not that close-minded. You know, like I said, I have relatives who are Muslim and who don't do this, who don't do that. I don't do things because I want to be healthy. I don't eat pork because I want to be healthy. It has nothing to do with my religion, you know, because there's a lot of people who I know personally that are really into religion, and they're horrible people. They're horrible people. So
that's
at the end of the day, I'm just like, you know, you're, you know, Hail Marian all day long, but look at what the impact that you're affecting other people when you just walk into the room, you know. And for me and mine, religion is cool if they want to explore that, but for me and mine, be open to how you treat people, because at the end of the day, you live amongst people, you know, and you live, you have to live with other people, and that's what would determine your success is you, what you do, how you treat people, and what you make out of how you treat people, you know. And that's just me. Like, that's just me. I don't go to church every Sunday. I go when I want to. If I feel the need to go, because I want to go, it's just not something that I practice every Sunday, and that's just because of me. I just don't believe that constitutes where my spirit is going to go once I pass. And again, in my opinion, once I'm dead, I'm dead. So at the end of the day, what really can you say? Who really knows where they're going to go when they die? I haven't had a spirit come to me yet and say, nigga, I'm in heaven. So, like, I haven't had that happen to me, so I don't know.
I'm telling you, like, it's crazy. Yeah, you don't know where you're going to go when you fucking die. Like, that's not up to you anymore, buddy. I'm sorry. But, definitely. It's crazy because, like I said again, like, there's definitely people that go to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. And as soon as they leave from church, they get back in their house. It's, shit, what the fuck? Damn, wasn't you just in church like 5 minutes ago praising him? And, you know, and it's just, you know, you have, and you also have, there's also people in the church with different religions too that I feel like contradict themselves. Like, they go to church and practice how much you're supposed to, you know, be there for your brother and your sister and do this accordingly and do that and do this and, you know, treat each other with respect. But then you have Sister Mary hating on Sister Brenda. Like, every time she comes into church, she has something to say. Do you see her hat? Ew. You know, and it's just like, I mean, you know, crazy what goes on with the religions. But me personally, I'm not going to change my religion just to be a person at all. But we're about to go into one of our Twitter followers' songs, and we're definitely about to hear that, and I want everybody to pay attention because I want to hear what you have to say about it. I want to know, is that something you would fucking rock to? Is that something you wouldn't? Is that something, you know, you want to get on, collab with the person with? I just want to know. So you can definitely call me up at 347-857-4302. And we're about to get into at Armani_OD. And the name of that track is Blue. Is it Blue Midnight? It's Blue Midnight, right, Mark?
Yeah.
All right, so whenever you're ready, let's get into Armani's track.
Tonight
double dip and, you know, have different women, and it's just like, oh, I got her pregnant, you my slave. It's like his whole mentality towards women is just screwed up. And to be honest, I don't see what it is about CBJ that
funny looking to me. Like, he's somebody that I would think that was like down low. Like, he was like kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. When I see him, I think that he's like a little bit sweet, you know. I mean, maybe he just carries himself, you know, in that manner. Maybe he's strictly, you know, pussy, but he be looking all weird and shit to me. And I really don't pay attention to him, like I said again, but. What for the females though? Like, don't they know this already? Like, don't they know about, you know? Like, because I don't watch, like I said again. So you got to fill me in on this. Like, I guess the issue between the woman with him are what? Like, they want him all to themselves, or is it that he's playing all sides of the fence? Well, all of them.
I think at the end of the day. You know, everybody knows, even Lil Scrappy Baby Mother was like, she knows, you know, the whole situation with how Stevie J is and whatever the case may be. I really think it's just the fact of who, not really like what he looks like, but who he is and how he's, you know, he's involved with a lot of projects, and he did some things with like Cash Money and P. Diddy and things of that nature. I think they hold on to that because, to be honest, like, I don't know why his baby mom, like, and him been together as long as they've had, and she knows there have been other women. And again, I don't know. Maybe his dick is good. I don't know, me personally. I can't put my finger on it because to me, what he says to them and like how he like woos them, like he can't sing. He tried to sing her a song. Like his vocals are shot to me. I think he's a great like producer from what I've heard. You know, on the show or whatever the case may be, but as far as, like, him singing, like, I would never even accept that shit. But she did, so, you know, I don't know. I can't really say what it is why they like him, but maybe it's just something that, me personally, I would never understand because he's just not the type of guy that I would date, period, yeah, like, physical or, like, his mental. Like, only one thing I can say I do respect him is he has a very great hustler mentality, and that I do... You know, I do respect that. He took a person who he knew was weak, and he molded her to be dependent on him, you know, and she's always going to be dependent on him. Like, she tries really hard to say that she's not, and she tries really hard to try to sway away, but in the day, he controls her and her music, and he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing when he signed her on. So I don't know. I'm eager to see what's gonna happen in the reunion because a little birdie told me that they may not even have one because Mimi went to a club in DC and told someone that she's really excited to see what's gonna happen because a lot of the casting members aren't trying to come because they all are like really uptight with each other.
Wow.
They don't think they're gonna have they don't know if they can afford to hire enough security to keep it under tag.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting to see if it's gonna go down because I definitely know I've been told that Mimi is a really sweet person, that how she is on the show is exactly how she is in real life, and I'm just eager to see what's going to happen, so we'll see.
That's what it is. I don't really want to get to a caller. Last four digits of your number is 6866-6866. You're live on air with me, Nikki Vibes, and Angel Love Sweets. Last four digits. 6866.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, what's going on? I didn't even realize I got answered. I'm like zoning out.
What's going on? Who's this?
Oh, man, this is Docs, man. AKA Docs a Million. That's what I'm representing right now. I was just listening to y'all, actually. I was zoning out. What was y'all just talking about? Keeping 100.
We were just talking about, I had mentioned Stevie J and Love and Hip Hop because,
Trifling.
I don't know. Do you watch that show?
He's trifling. Stevie
I didn't
J's
hear
trifling.
You.
I said Stevie J is trifling, son. He's definitely trifling.
I don't watch the show, so when you say he's trifling, like, what you mean he's trifling?
He's trifling because, look, because, like, I'm a dude myself, and I, like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with messing around with girls, but he's trifling because he do it, and then he act dumb about it, like, oh, that was wrong. Oh, my fault. Like, oh, that was wrong. And then do it again, like, oh, see, you know what I'm saying? And then start acting like he's mad at himself. He's trifling. Like, that's mad.
He does that. He acts like he's mad at himself.
Yes, he does. Yeah. He does. Mm-hmm.
I only watched, like, one episode, and I peeped his whole swag. I'm like, yo, keeping a hundred, like, if he was about to, like, be, like, real greasy, might as well be all the way greasy instead of just, like, acting stupid, like, you don't know what happened after you. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. But, I mean, as far as the females that he's dealing with, do you think that they deserve what they're getting or no?
If they keep going back to it, they trifling, too. The whole circle of trifling.
Trifling.
Because, look, if you know he's going to violate you, what's the point of just sitting there being the violated one with the camera on you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
he said, what's the point of being the violated one with the camera on?
You know, keep getting violated. Like, it's like, you know it's coming. Like, you're just basically waiting to find out when it's going to come again. Like,
like I said, I mean, to me, you know, I couldn't be the one that's, like you said, getting violated with the camera on. Like, that's not going down. But, you know, I mean, I guess it's something about CBJ that all these women or the women that's on the show that are, you know, interacting with him, I guess that's the reason why they keep coming back.
Right, I'm sure.
Maybe behind closed doors, he's different.
I'm gonna keep it 100. I ain't hating, but I'm saying I look better than Stevie J. Keep it 100.
Hey.
And there gotta be a reason why he's trifling and I'm not trifling. So, I mean, it gotta be that bread. Keep it 100 with you. But if he wasn't stacking, like, if he wasn't supporting Shorty and was just trifling on us, he would have been left him. Like,
maybe.
You don't think that's.
I mean, to be honest with you, maybe the way that, you know, like I said, like, I don't watch it, but whenever, like, you know, I'm happy to be on Twitter, and whenever the show is on, everybody tweets about it and stuff like that, and it sounds like, you know, somebody really loves him, like, one of the girls really, really, like, loves him, and he don't, you know, he needs to, like, stop treating her like that and fuck that other bitch. She's nothing. And, you know, I mean, me personally, like, I couldn't, when I do see him, he's not attractive looking to me. So DBJ is somebody that I wouldn't even be able to take serious. So I wouldn't even be in a relationship with him or even, like, dealing with him like that. But I don't know, Angel, what do you have to say to the caller?
I completely see where he's coming from, because in one incident, like, CBJ is just funny to me. Like, he does. He has, like, this innocent look, like, oh, how did I hurt you? Oh, I'm so sorry. And then, you know, he turns back around and do the same thing over and over again. So I definitely understand why he said that. And to me, like, to be honest, I find it hilarious because, you know, like, they know what's going on. And it's just, like, I don't understand how they just sit there and believe, like, I wouldn't believe anything this nigga say, like, anything. Like, I don't care. Anything that he says.
Word, definitely, like,
I wouldn't believe him because he's crazy. Like, one incident where, like, you know, he's so cool with it. Like, she'll go, the side girl will go, I can't remember her name because she's really that, like, I don't really even care for her. She'll go, do you love me, Stevie? He'll go, what you mean? Don't do that. Like, he just, like, he never answers anyone. Like, he never gives anyone, like, a sufficient answer, and they're okay with it. And to me, like, that's why the things happen, because they just let that shit slide. And it's funny watching, because I just think it's fucking hilarious. Like, he'll just be like, you already know. Like, know what? What do we know? But he never gives an answer. He never says that he's wrong. He never says that he's fucking with this person, fucking with that person. Only thing he has clearly said is that nobody disrespects his family. He was very clear on that, on camera-wise. very clear on that. But as far as anything else, like the women, he plays it so cool. Like, if you were actually coming in on the portion where he was talking, you would think this nigga was innocent. You wouldn't think that he was doing anything wrong, because that's how smooth he says it when he, like, it's, when he's spitting out these, like, lies.
That's crazy. This is why. That's crazy. It's definitely crazy. But thank you so much for calling in.
Well, you already know, man. Yo, are you following me, man? Come on.
You need to find out, because if not, then I definitely, we should be following each other.
Word, I got some tracks, too. Like, I'll spit some bars right now if it's really before I leave.
All right, well, if you want to spit something really, really quickly before I take in the next caller, and make sure you, if you need to be following me so I can definitely tweet you the information as far as even getting your shit played on All Bobs Radio. So, but really quickly before I get into the next caller, you can spit something real quick. Let me know what I'm about to be in store for.
Nah, it's all good. Let me just say peace out, man. Yo, wow, I talk, man.
No doubt. Okay. Black, you can bring the other call out through. Last four digits of your number is 4142.
What's up, beautiful? It's Smooth to Do. Shout out to everybody. Angela, Brooklyn Black, what's good?
Hey, Smooth.
What's up? What y'all got going? I've been listening for a little second.
I'm doing all right. Angel, you there?
Yep, I'm doing good. How are you?
I can't complain. Can't complain. Another day, another dollar. Just trying to keep my head above water. That's why I checked in with y'all. You know, I got to get with y'all once a week at least, you know, see what y'all was doing tonight.
I know. Thank you. You already know what you do to me when you fucking call in my show. I always love hearing the accent of Smoothie from Arkansas. So thank you.
I'm ready. Lil Rock stand up from Brooklyn to your city. Going down. What's the topic tonight? What y'all talking about? I heard y'all talking about the what's it? Hip hop Atlanta joint.
Yeah, we're talking about that. But I wanted to ask you first. Would you ever convert your religion? Like, would just to deal with somebody else of another religion? Like, would you choose their religion just because you want to be with them?
Nah, never did. I'm a Christian, so I'm just gonna stick with it and do me. You know, I ain't gonna convert or do nothing else, do nothing extra. Trying to be, you know, cool with nobody else, that's not really worth it. I mean, I grew up in a Christian, you know, background. My grandma going to church open. Little country town, you know what I'm saying? Shit you seen on them old school country movies, you know what I'm saying? No mm-hmm. area in the church, everybody got fans, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. That's how I grew up with my real talk.
Fans. That's funny. I'm definitely just tell you, because I'm not one to convert my religion for anybody else. If you can't accept me and my religion, then I guess I'm not the person for you. But yes, we were definitely talking about the Love and Hip Hop. I don't know, do you watch that show?
Hey, really? You ain't gotta watch it. I mean, you know, with the followers we had, 13,000-12,000. You know what I'm saying? All we gotta do is read. I tweet timeline, and we keep up with the show. Real shit. I mean, I've seen it a couple times, but I know when it's. Well, I've seen it a couple times, but I know when it's on, because all I gotta do is check my timeline.
So being that you've seen it a couple of times, because you're just like me, Twitter is all my information for it. But, you know, you never know what's what, because people just be venting. But what do you have to say about Stevie J? Do you respect him as a man, and do you think whatever he's, you know, how he's acting out, I guess, or his character is acceptable?
I mean, I kind of feel it's a little extra because they on camera. You know what I'm saying? But I really believe that's bro. I mean, I'm guessing he either got some good game or some good dick. You know what I'm saying? Real shit for the females to just put up with that. You know, a lot of the shit he put them through. But, I mean, I can't hate on that man because, you know, the women are letting him do it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I mean, I guess he prey on weak minds or what. I mean, I really can't say. But, hey, salute to him. I mean, I can't hate him at all. Do what he do. He make good music. You're a good producer, you know?
That's what it is. And you got anything to say to Mr. Smooth?
You know, we always love to have our supporters call in. So thank you for calling in.
Already, you know what time it is, man. Shout out to Brooklyn Black, too, man. You know I love the All Bars movement. And if you're not fucking with Nikki Bars, Boss Bars, and Brooklyn Black, man, find the tallest building in your city and jump off that thing real shit.
I love it. Thank you, Smooth. Thank you for rocking out with us tonight.
Hey, boy, I'm going to send you something later, too. I got you.
Yeah, you need to send me something because I never got the comment, you know, on your phone that I heard played on your show, and it was good shit. I was definitely rocking with it. It was the first time me ever hearing you, you know, on the track, so it was definitely dope. So you need to send me some music.
Okay, I got you, boo. Y'all be safe, man. Have a nice night.
All right, you too. Definitely about to get in another one of my Twitter followers' music, and I'm about to play some Fuego Bravo, and the name of that track is She Likes It. So, Black, whenever you're ready, let's hear Mr. Fuego Bravo. She Likes It.
Cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, it's so hypnotic. Them city lights are attractive, but I'll show you more. Different islands, baby, a world tour. We get them all, we go shopping in Barbados. Then hit the club, turn it up like tornadoes. My swag in effect, I'm so smooth with it. She get gas when she see us in them news clips. She got a fetish for custom crushed linen, cause she crushing them. Them lame dudes, she don't deal with them. My baby, the envy of all women, but she don't let the hate affect how she feeling. Still walks with finesse, still moves with grace. Hollywood smile with a cute little Debbie cake. She like it, yeah, she excited. She ride with your boy cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, it's so hypnotic. She a bad miss, I can't deny it. Got me searching for her treasures like a pirate. I'm in the crib thinking nothing but some dirty thoughts. She know what she doing when she wear them booty shorts. I'm the serious, I flirt it up with women. She don't care, I'm starting to think she bi curious. I'm speeding to her curves fast and furious. We tag team on the haters, they ain't seeing us. She like it, yeah, she excited. She ride with your boy cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, so hypnotic. She like it, yeah, she excited. She ride with your boy cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, so hypnotic. She mean, got more curves than a sports car. Brains of a lawyer and a porn star. She half black, half meter. Got the attitude of a top diva. She's a pleaser, yeah, she's a keeper. Double diamond, I just might have to breed her. It don't matter how much money that she got, you can never take my spot. I'm the captain, Jay Cheetah. I still get amazed every time I see her. We in the club popping bottles by the liter. It's just me and her like a two-seater. Treat her like I don't need her, but it's hard for me to leave her. She like it, yeah, she excited. She ride with your boy cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, so hypnotic. She like it, yeah, she excited. She ride with your boy cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, so hypnotic.
You're definitely live back with me, your host. How's your game? Angel Love Tweets, Brooklyn Black on All Bobs Radio. And that was at Fuego, is it Bravo or Bravo? I believe it's Bravo. Hope I'm saying it correctly, but she likes it. I didn't really like it. I don't know exactly what it was, but as I'm listening to it, I really wasn't paying attention. The beat didn't catch me. So if I had to give it a grade, I would give it like a 5. Angie, what you thought about that?
I actually thought it was pretty cool. It was definitely something for like the ladies. You know, I respect it. He really wasn't talking. He wasn't calling nobody a bitch. He wasn't talking about, you know, how he wanted to fuck her and all this other kind of stuff. So I would give it an 8.5.
Black, what you think?
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, it was a real mellow type. It was a low type of beat and his lyrics, like, it was definitely going. So, yeah, I would give that an 8.
I mean, like I said, for some reason, I don't know, I just couldn't get into it. I was just, my mom was somewhere else, so I was listening to it. Like I said, maybe it wasn't the beat, it was a beat, I don't know. But shout out to Fuego Bravo for sending in some music. And I want to get to a caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 1907, 1907, you're live on air.
Yeah, what's good? This is K Continental, how you doing?
Hey, Constantine, what's going on?
I'm doing good. Just chilling. Just got home, so I'm just trying to relax and everything. How y'all?
I'm okay.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the whole thing about the Stevie J thing. That's why I was like, oh, crap. Everybody's talking about that, so I'm like just sitting there like, wow. I mean, with that whole situation, I mean, I think he's a clown. I mean, just keeping an eye on it.
From what I know about the nigga, he's a clown in my book. He's fucking top clown. He's the fucking head of the clown readers. But I mean, do you watch the show? Or, you know, do you actively?
Yeah, I watch it. Yeah, I'll be trying to watch it with my baby mom. She don't really like it. Like, she liked the last one, so I'll be trying to make her watch it. I'll be laughing at the shit and all that, so I'll be trying to make her watch it. I'll be like, come watch it. She'll be like, nah, I ain't watching that shit. She called it Ratchet TV, but, I mean, I laugh at it, so that's why.
It is entertaining, but, like, for me, I don't have to necessarily, you know, turn it on my TV. Like, I could just jump on Twitter, and that shit is all over my fucking timeline, and that's what the trending topic is for the night until, I guess, it's over. But, Angel, do you have anything to say to Kim Continental or all Bob's promoters?
You know I got mad love for him. Hi, Boops. This is the boss, Bob herself. I just love the fact that you be going in all day, every day, and you know for a fact if you ever need anything, you know how to find us.
Yeah, no doubt. Nah, I mean, it's a learning process for me. That's how I feel. And I'm glad that I got the opportunity to, you know, help you out and just learn from everything y'all doing and watch and know how to promote. Just in case, you know, when my time comes, I got to promote myself, you dig? So,
you know. I love it.
Let me ask another question too.
Yeah.
Did you ever what is your religion now? Like, are you Christian? Are you Catholic?
Yeah, Christian.
You're Christian. Okay.
Yeah.
Say you met a girl and she was Muslim, like, and you know, you're really digging her, like, you think that she's possibly even like the one you want to spend the rest of your life with. If the question came up for you to convert to her religion, would you do it?
I mean, because I'm an open person, I would try. I would attempt. I would sit there and have her explain to me what is the basis of that religion and try to be open-minded. But if it doesn't work, then, you know, I'm still going to love her either way. But, I mean, you know, I would be open-minded to it.
You know. What you think? Because this is the first caller that said that they're open to it, that they would try, they would attempt. Like, what do you have to say about that?
Angel. Okay. I mean, I respect the fact that he's being honest and he would say that he would try. Me personally, I just know, I know it's really hard for the human nature, you know, for human nature to try different things like that, especially when you've been brought up a certain way for, like, your entire life. But, again, you know, it is some people who will attempt and they succeed at it, you know, because they have that strong of a power. I'm just saying, if I'm dating somebody and my religion or my belief, whatever the case may be, is that much of an issue, we don't need to date. And 9 times out of 10, you know a person's religious background, you know, you can even tell by how they talk, by how they act, how they dress, whatever the case may be, you know, and 9 times out of 10, being a human being, you're going to stray away from a Muslim
person.
If that's not right, if that's not something that you want to be involved in.
I mean, I think of it this way, like, most of the religions that my family been involved with, like, you know, part of my family is Jehovah's Witness, part of my family, they go to Baptist church, and I have an uncle that's a preacher, and then my grandfather, he's a Jehovah's Witness. So most of the time they're, you know, trying to spread the good news of God and, you know, Jesus Christ and, you know, Christianity. So I look at it that way. Like, I mean, if a person's open to, you know what I'm saying, at least explain to me, I mean, I may not do it. I'm, you know, if I've been one way all my life, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, I'm going to switch to what I am. But, you know what I'm saying, if a person is open to explain to me what is the basis of it, I'll listen. But, I mean, like you said, if you've been like that your whole life, it's kind of hard to change, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how I see it.
Definitely. You're open to it. I would just hope that by you making that attempt, like, you would really be serious about it, you know what I'm saying? Just like, serious about your own, you know, the religion before you were converting, you know what I'm saying? Like, you were a Christian, you was, you know, praying, you was, you know, giving thanks and going to church, whatever you did, and, you know, converting, but you know when you convert, like, it's just totally different, though, from what you're used to, so.
Yeah, and that sounds crazy. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hopefully, you know, if I get in that situation, like I said, I mean, if I love the woman, I love the woman, but I'm not going to sit there and, you know, if it becomes a problem that we're clashing because of beliefs, then, you know, that's crazy. I just, you know, that would be a big problem. But if not, if we could find a way for us to coincide, then, yeah, it could coincide.
That's what it is. Before you get out of here, all about Shimoda, Transcendental, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
I mean, I just want to give a shout-out to Guillotine Force, my man Cass Disciple, my man France, you know, my homie Gift, and the whole East Gun Hell. That's it, you know. That's all I rap.
That's what it is. Thank you so much for calling in, love.
All right, thank you.
All right. Good night. Shout-out to another one of the All Bob Shimoda's emails, 302212, who just tweeted me saying, going back on the artist track that we just played, the beat was good. He just ain't rock that shit right. I hear you. That's your opinion. So thank you for that. Shout out to that Rain Poetry. Definitely robbing the building. So, Black, if you could pick out one religion that you say that you would never even, like, associate yourself with, try to learn, try to practice, try to deal with, which faith would that be?
I don't think there will be one because, you know, everything is not for everybody, so it's not like I can't say I wouldn't because I don't know anything about other religions. Like, I don't know Buddhist customs. I'm aware of some Islamic cultures. I'm aware of some Jewish customs and things like that, but I wouldn't say, oh, I wouldn't do this. Like, that's just kind of a bias, you know? I would, if anything, probably give it a shot, learn about it before I make a decision.
Angel, I don't know do you feel like answering the same question that I asked Black?
I definitely agree with what Black's saying. I'm one to want to get to know the idealism of different religions, not more so like the spiritual aspect. Like, when I look into religions, I want to know, like, you know, their rituals and exactly where they got their ideas from, that type of thing. So I look at everything as a blank book for me. Like, everything is what it is. so many different types of lines of Christianity, so many different lines of all types of religion. And to me, in my opinion, a lot of those things are man-made. So for me to say I wouldn't support one versus the other, I would be just as judgmental as one religion saying that their religion is better than the next, and which I have seen happen before. Like I said, as far as that's concerned, I'm just open to reading and, you know, getting to know different customs. Like, I've been to different types of churches. I've ate different types of food, you know, and it's just the cultural experience of that. I have a taste for not really the spiritual aspect, and that's pretty much my take on that.
I can totally dig it. I also want to give a shout-out to the All Barb, you know, exec team, Sam Spartan, Juliet, yep, I love it, A1 Yoba. You know, I, and I know Angel feels the same way. We definitely do appreciate you guys, and, you know, just everybody stay on top of what we're asked to do, and that's the only way we're going to continue to make All Barbs fucking pop rocket to the fucking sky. And just sending out the thanks again to you guys. You guys are definitely supporters. You guys, some of you, you know, hit me up, you know, off of Twitter just asking, hey, what's up, how are you, and I hope all is well. So I definitely do appreciate that. And before I go into another commercial break, I want to know, I know Angel doesn't have an iPhone, and I know Black doesn't have an iPhone, but do y'all hear about the new iPhone 5? And it costing $800.
Yeah, it was yesterday's trending topic for a very long time. It was funny. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that somebody's fucking rent? Isn't it rent money? Isn't that a fucking car note?
Somebody's
tuition? This phone, let me get the phone. Black, what do you think about the iPhone 5 coming out and being retail priced about $800.
All I know is that shit better do my taxes, turn on my lights, you know, turn on the stove, I'm ready to cook dinner. Like, that shit better do more than just apps, calls, and text the internet. For $800, that shit better tell me where the nearest chick is so I can go on a date. Like, that shit needs to do a whole lot than the last iPhone.
$100. I definitely do agree. I just think that that's so fucking outrageous. Like, I just think that that's so outrageous to me. $800 for a fucking phone that is just what an upgrade of the. I mean, I don't have an Apple phone. I don't have an iPhone. I have an iPod Touch, but as far as the phone goes, I'm Team Evo, Team Android, but. What the fuck? I want to know. And if any of my listeners have an iPhone and some of y'all want to go out there and buy this shit, like, I want to know why you are going to go spend, like, giving it a rack on a fucking phone. And I want to know what makes it so different from the iPhone that's out now, the one that just came out before, I guess, or after Steve Jobs passed away, whatever. Because that shit is just beyond me. Like, yeah, like, I want to know, like, that shit better be able to fucking take me higher than high when I fucking ask it to. That shit is outrageous. But definitely call me up, let me know about iPhone 5 and your reviews on it, what you know about it, and if you're going to go cop that shit, I want to know why you are. And, Black, let's get into this. Let's go into a commercial break.
Maybach music.
Money over everything. Self-made. But right now, shout it. You looking like money. I'm talking about real money. Huh?
Maybach music.
Yeah. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. Got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it.
Fuck
her good, make her call me in the morning. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
Yeah, temporary forever. Never say what a nigga. I can teach you. Till you hate me, bet you hate them navel kisses.
Nah.
We can do like eight positions. Could it tell your makeup missing? Baby girl, my stoke official. And you know I paint that picture, hoes on my line. Most of them nine. Couple of them dimes. But all my hoes is hard to find. And I ain't always on the prowl. It's just my soul to mix around. Got me quite open for a while. So let me in or let me out. And I like my marijuana bright. And I like my window tinted out. Shout out them strippers who hustle. Get yours, you know what this about. I just might a big amount. Don't know if I'm supposed to take you out. I just know that I'm supposed to praise you up. Don't mean I ain't supposed to take you down. Word up.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. Every time she fuck me, she say, can I have some money? And I say, can I get a threesome? She say, boy, you funny. But I be like, for real, just pick up that phone, call one of your girls when I'm on that pill and I pop that purr. Girl, I put in that word. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. What I put on that purse, that Birkin bag. Make an old dude mad when I merc through pads in that dark blue jacket. She like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that drive, she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' ride the chick I had a long day. Nigga, look at my bitch, she looking the wrong way. Something mean look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment,
got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on it.
Fuck
her good, make her call me in the morning.
Maybach music. Maybach.
I was just damned. You took the words right out of my mouth. I'm about to say Maybach music. Because I believe tuned into All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Vibes. We definitely got Boss Vibes, a.k.a. I Angel Up Sweets, and we got Brooklyn Black. That was my shit right there. That was my shit. Thank you, Black, for playing that song. That was my shit. Cracking the fuck up right now. I can't hold it. I can't hold it in because I bring poetry and I Angel Up Sweets have me cracking up. They say that, CBJ looks like hashtag Stuart Little. I fucking think that shit is so hilarious. Because if I close my eyes, I automatically see a split screen of Stuart Little and CBJ. That is fucking hilarious. That shit is crazy because even still staying on our subject, it was fucking hilarious to me too because I seen a screenshot of what's her name? Damn, what the fuck is her name? What's the one that's supposed to be with Young Scrappy? She was on one of those Slayer Love shows. What's her name? Bucky?
Yeah, Bucky. Oh, we're not even talking about Bucky.
Muffy from fucking Honor Smash. She was like, is that her name? Muffy? Muffy. Like, who, whatever, that, y'all know who I'm talking about. Whoever fucked with Arthur, hard body like me back in the day, they know who I'm talking about. His friend that fucking had, she just looked just like her. And it was so funny to me because they fucking played that. And I was just cracking up. Like, I mean, Stevie J, that's crazy. Shout out to Irene Poetry. Y'all are too funny. Y'all was too funny. Shout out to also K Continental. He's definitely reviewing what we just talked about, and he's definitely feeling it. So shout out to K Continental. Anytime you need to fucking talk to some realist, you know who to hit up. Me and our Angela T. Definitely, we definitely want to give it to you how it is. We tell it like it is. Call it how we see it. So don't worry. You good. It's so funny to me that how fucking far people go to fucking stay up with, like, the latest technology. Like, niggas fucking be out of a house. They be in shelters, but as long as they got that iPad. They be in the fucking shelter trying to get the shelter's Wi-Fi, okay? With they fucking iPad in the air, like, seriously, the way that these cell phones are coming out every month, every time we turn around, it's like a new updation of what was out before. And, of course, you know, the price is higher. And they're just dropping everything and just buying shit just to stay up with the trends and just to be like, oh, I got that shit. Like, what you think about that? Like, do you think that that's true, Angel?
I mean, you know, the thing with technology, you know, it doesn't matter if that shit was like $1 million. Like, niggas will buy it just because, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, just because of what it is. But me personally, you know, I barely can work my BlackBerry. So me with an $800 iPhone would just be like, it would just be ridiculous. Like, my cat plays with my fucking, like, kids fucking VTech and shit. Like, it's just, those type of things are not, like, you know, something that we just, like, oh, we gotta have. Like, literally, my kitten plays with my son's VTech. Like, she presses it all day long. She's running around, like, looking at the colors and shit. So that iPad would be, like, sitting on my fucking, like, door or something as a holding my door open or something crazy. I would drop it, crack it, or something, you know, because I'm just really quick to drop shit all the time, or it will fall into the fucking toilet, something crazy like that. So I wouldn't even waste my money. So big ups to all the niggas who balling like that. You can send me one if you like. I don't think it's going to last very long, but
when the money runs out, what you're going to have to show for is a fucking iPad too. Like, it's crazy. Shout out to the niggas here that definitely do. Once that shit come out, they be standing, niggas be standing on line. Do you see this shit on the news, yo? Like, niggas be camping outside of stores, you know, waiting to cop whatever out what's coming out, I guess because they just want to get it first, so they want to have it. You know, I just think it's crazy. And I also think, like, the people that be running to go get the iPods and the iPhones and stuff like that, like, me personally, I was told, like, if you are going to purchase something like that, you should wait, like, for the second batch around, because the first batch, the ones that they be fucking doing midnight releases for, like, those are the ones who, like, the most, like, glitches and shit. I don't know. I'm not one to go out the day before a release of anything, whether it be fucking Jordans or whether it be anything to stand online and be outside in the cold or the heat and be on a concrete floor and fucking sitting there outside all night, all day, waiting to purchase something that I believe is going to still stay the same price once, you know, when that shit come out. But that shit is crazy. Black, what you think about how far people go as far as copping the newest, latest shit?
Well, it's been like that since the dawn of time, since, like, technology really got popping, even with clothes and everything else. People would do that just so they can keep up with everybody else. But I see it like this. If you got it and if you buy it and you ain't got to worry about paying your light bill or having food in the fridge, and you work hard by all means, but if you want food stamps and the kids ain't have haircuts in 2 months and you got laundry like a motherfucker, don't go out and buy that phone. That's not for you.
Word. Definitely. I definitely do agree. Let's hear from one of our callers. Last four digits of your number is 8276. 8276,
you're live on air. Hey, how y'all doing there, everybody?
I'm
Mr. Jay Z. Yeah, who? Yeah, I'm Mr. Jay Z from Twitter. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I've been hearing everybody comments about the little phone or whatever. You know what I say? Like, As far as Apple, man, they are just shitheads, man. Because you know what they're trying to do? Like, all they do is gonna add a little, like, they'll probably like go add a little feature to it or something. You know, they just add like an extra little feature. You know, if that bitch can't stop itself from falling when it fall out of my hand, if it ain't special, man. Nothing special about that phone. I'm fine with the 4S I got, man, because, you know, unless somebody buy it for me, I ain't finna go spend $800 on no damn phone. Mm-hmm. I go, shit, you got me told. That's almost a stack, man. You know, I can pay off bills. That's two car notes for me right there. That's
almost,
two of my
things. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, this is like rent money we're talking about right now. Like, for a fucking phone, right? If it drops out your hand and your fucking screen cracks and all the ink, you know what I'm saying? Like, splatters. Like, what the fuck?
I'm saying, and I know the insurance is high as fuck on there. So, you know, I ain't, you know, so, I mean, if I ever come around to it, if I ever hit the lottery or something. Because right now I'm just making military money, you know. I just make army money. That ain't nothing special. So if I ever hit the lottery,
Hi, Mr. Draven. This is Boss Bob's Angel Love Tweets. I'm just letting these niggas. Why would you say like, oh, army niggas? You know, some of them make good money. So you like,
aw. We make all right money. I mean, we don't make all right money. It ain't nothing special. But,
what
do
you mean?
That's
not right. He said it a certain way. So I just, you know.
Shout out to him, though. He's one of all bar promoters, one of my favorite ones. So,
all
right.
Yeah.
I call butterflies.
Mm. Aw, that was something. That's when you say www. So, aw. That's nah, but that just threw me off because I definitely have something to say to you. But throw up all the aws and shit. Damn. But I was gonna ask you, Angel, like, did you have anything to say to, you know, comment on what you said as far as, you know, the iPhone 5 and everything.
I'm just not buying the damn $800 phone. So everybody says anything of that nature, I agree with them. They're just crazy to even do it. I don't care if you hit the lottery, like, because when you think about it, once you buy that, of course you're going
to
want a fucking number one.
I want that to a flip phone, like.
I'm going back to writing letters and shit.
What phone was that? Was that like the Nokia phones? Like, it wasn't the color, like the backlight was yellow.
It was green.
Like,
hey, I got a confession.
What's your confession?
I just didn't want to sound stupid and be the only one who was buying it, but I'm going to go buy the phone. I just didn't want to sound, like, stupid.
Oh, my God.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited to get this phone. So
I told you, Nikki, if that Army money, they don't care. Like, my brother was in the Marines. Like, they do dumb shit like that for no reason just because they just know what's coming and they don't care.
Since you're buying the phone, all right, what's the difference? Like, why are you buying the phone, and what makes it so different from your iPhone 4S that you got right now?
Oh, because, like, so now you put me in a corner, and now I'm like.
No, because you were about to spend $800. You're about to pay somebody's rent.
I know, that's my rent. No, my rent ain't that much, but still, damn, that's true. My damn rent ain't that much. All right, I don't know why I'm buying it. I just want it because it's a five. I guess I just was like, I'll just go spend it, but I don't know. I just don't.
Got some military men for you. They don't care. They just, because it's easy money. Like, I mean, it's not easy money because not for nothing. Like, what you guys do.
I want to say, niggas be in duty.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what
they
do.
I mean, you know, like, because it's like, I'm tired of my iPhone for it. Like, I'm not satisfied with it anymore. You know, I just can't wait to see what's so special about the 5.
That's my whole thing. You don't know what you're going to buy. But what about if you have to go serve your country and you have to leave that behind? Like,
I mean, if I buy it and I don't like it, I'm sure I can sell it, you know, for a lot. But what I'm saying, like, you know, I'm still young, you know, and I'm still in that mindset, but I got to have everything new that's come out, and I can afford it, you know. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go buy this, buy that. You know, because I'm the type of dude that I just took my 22s off my car and put 24s on it because I got tired of staring at my 22s. So that's the type of person I am, like, that's just who I am.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. Like, I'm one to say, like, you know, if you can, as long as you have the money for it. But I feel like, you know, if you don't have anything extra, like, no kids, no bills, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be so quick to splurge $800 on the phone, even if I fucking make, you know what I'm saying? I bring in about, like, $1,500 every 2 weeks or every, you know what I'm saying? However much. Like, it's still, you know, if I don't have a lot of responsibilities, or if I felt like it wasn't something, like if my phone was working fine, my iPhone 4S was still doing the same shit, you know, was working properly, I have no cracked screens, I have the fucking bedazzled out case, you know, I still could do FaceTime and all that other extra shit. Me personally, Nikki Barnes is just not going out to get, especially if it's not like,
that's Nikki Barnes. It's like three of y'all that's like really beautiful, and you and Boss Barbs, and there was a different one, but I can't remember her name, and I just thought y'all were like really beautiful. I meant to tell y'all.
Thank you.
Another
awesome. I was waiting for you to say it first, though. Damn, like, that always good after me. Like, when y'all started saying compliments and shit like that, y'all really, like, throw me off of what I was about to say, because, like, I wouldn't be listening, like.
I ain't got no kids. I ain't got no girlfriend. I ain't got no other stuff, you know. So I'm going to take care of, you know, I'm going to just spoil myself while I can, you know. So, I mean, so that way when the kid comes, then I already been mad. Then now I'm going to spoil my kid because that's what I want to do, you know. So if I had a kid, I bet you better believe that I have a Metro PCS or a Cricket right now, you know, and my son have an iPhone or something, you know. I have a Nokia or something, but I still have a flip phone if I had a kid. You know, that's just where I am. I put my kid ahead of me. I'll put anybody ahead of me, but especially my kid. But,
yeah, That's what it is. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. Definitely one of the All Barbs promoters. You know, like I said, you know, once I saw that you were on Zach, I was like, oh, hey, we got a new Barbs promoter, so that was definitely what's up. And all the rest of the All Barbs and All Barbs promoters, make sure, you know, you follow everybody so that way we can all sing in the Ludo, we can all, know what I'm saying, keep up with one another and what the fuck is going on with the All Barbs movement. So thank you so much for calling in.
Ain't no problem at all.
All right, have a good night, love.
All right, everybody, have a good night.
All right. About to take another caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 2091. You're live on air. Black is 20910.
Hey, what's up? This is Monte.
Hey, Monte.
What's up?
Nothing much for my listeners. This is definitely another one of the All Barbs promoters, so shout out to you. What's
thank
going
you,
on?
I mean, I'm trying to stay I'm trying to stay positive, but
you got to stay positive. I mean, you know, you can always come and talk to me and at Angel Love Suits if, you know, there's things that are going on with you. You just need a little bit of encouragement or, you know, you need someone to talk to. So, Angel, do you have anything to say to Mr. Monte?
Thank you for calling in. And like Nikki said, we're always here for you. And like I told you earlier, it'll all work itself out. So we love you, and just keep on supporting us. And when anything you need, you know where to find us.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I tried to call in Tuesday, but so I'm going to tell y'all what I wanted to tell y'all Tuesday. I just wanted to, you know, thank y'all for the opportunity, you know, to be a part of a family, you know, on Twitter, and to really show me love and represent and to give me the chance to represent y'all and to represent the family. And and in regards to the walk that you're doing, Angel, in Atlanta, like, I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate that. Like, that's a big thing, and I mean, that's a good look for the community. And unfortunately, I won't be able to, you know, come walk with you, but I will have some people holding it down for me, so, you know, you're going to get the support regardless, you know, so because
another
for that,
awe moment.
You know,
oh my God, you took care of my mom. You're on point with the awe, and I was just going to be like, aww.
No, seriously, that means a lot to me. I love when,
the
family reaches back out to me, because, you know, it's encouragement for me, because a lot of you guys don't really understand how hard I work, you know, trying to relay the message of what we're really about. And Nikki can confess to that.
She
so can Black.
Goes,
you know,
hard.
I go really, like, having some problems
sleep
because I'm constantly trying to figure out how I can get us involved in the community. Because I'm an activist. I do things all the time in, you know, my community because I believe in giving back. So sometimes I get weary, and sometimes I feel like I want to give this shit up and just step back. But, you know, people like you, people like Nikki, and a lot of the other family members that are in the movement, when I hear things like that, it keeps me encouraged because it reminds me of why I started the team, and the reasons why, you know, I invest in my team and I invest in my family and I invest in my business. So thank you for that. And, you know, like I said, if you ever need anything, you definitely know that we will always have you back and support you.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to see, you know, beautiful Black women doing their thing, you know, leading, take charge, being really independent and really, you know, representing and being a good influence, you know, on all cylinders, you know, because I have a daughter. Shoot, I would love if she can, you know, take some of y'all roles and just really be a leader one day and take charge and get back to the community, because that's what I'm trying to do. Hopefully next summer, maybe even now, like I'm trying to get started and set up things to get back to the community. So, you know, I just got to show love and respect to those that are doing it right now. So that's why I got to show love to y'all, because y'all two beautiful black queens out here doing it. So, you know, it is what it is.
Definitely. You know, I always shout you out. And, you know, if anybody doesn't know, like, I always say that you're one of my favorites. You know, nothing against all the other promoters, nothing against you guys. I love you all. But, you know, me and Monte, we always go back and forth. You know, we talk, we try to talk on Twitter as well. But I'm just so appreciative of just having all these men and women who actually, you know, stand up for us and stand up for what's right and actually do have goals, aspirations, and dreams and can share them with us, because we don't do this for nothing. Like, we don't, you know what I'm saying, we can be doing so many other different things right now, you know what I'm saying. I have a test tomorrow coming up, I could be studying, but, you know, I'm taking the time out of my day to reach out and to talk to you guys before I even do all of that. And I just definitely appreciate you. Thank you so much, Monte Carlo 90.
You're welcome.
I'm definitely about to take another caller or two, so definitely keep rocking out, because I definitely have two more followers music to play, two more independent artists music to play. So you can definitely, you know, tweet me your comments or even press one again. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
All right. Good night. Shout out to fucking Monte. Definitely, definitely, definitely appreciate him. And he really got the awes from me and Angel tonight. So shout out to Monte Carlo 90. I go fucking follow Nicky Bob's favorite, one of the All Bob's promoters. He definitely holds it down, and we encourage him. So that just fucking makes me smile from ear to ear. So getting into another caller, last four digits of your number is 7060. 7060, you're live on air.
How you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you, and who's this?
This is Slutty White, and I'm feeling lovely.
Hey,
oh my God. I say Slutty White.
Hey, Slutty. Slutty, what's going on, Slutty? How you doing tonight?
Cooling, about to hop in the shower, go do whatever I gotta go do tonight.
You're about to get in the shower. Ooh. That's what's up. Everybody, this is another one of the all-time promoters, Slutty. You have anything to say to Mr. Slutty, Angel?
I want to just, Slutty, you know, you make me laugh every time you get on here. You're from the DMV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely shout out to you, because that's where I'm from, too. That's why you make me laugh, because, yeah. But thank you, honey, for everything that you're doing, and thank you for supporting the movement and, you know, my family. And, again, anything that you ever need from us, feel free, just let us know, and you know we got you, and we'll support you.
Yeah, I called them because I was listening earlier. And it was like some of y'all was asking people's religion and stuff, and, like, obviously, something happened with the Mussolini or something. What was that about?
You wanted to know about when we were talking about religions and about what you said?
Let me cut this motherfucking TV off.
This nigga, I tell you, he is hilarious.
Well, when I was talking about Slutty, when I was talking about religions, I was just asking people, when I was asking Angel and Black, would they change the religion that they are today to a different religion if they was dating somebody of another religion?
That's
so you wouldn't. Say, hey, you think it's stupid? I wouldn't do it either.
That's dumb. Okay. I mean, I didn't have religion before I found religion, so it's like, I took my religion job like serious, very, very serious.
What are you Christian?
No, I'm Muslim.
or you're Muslim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't ask. I don't know how Muslim has blue eyes and is light skin. I don't know. People say I'm the first aqua with blue eyes. That's just the religion I chose.
That's what's up. Hey, that's what you chose. That's what you are. You know, and I this is like you said again, you take in very serious. So I hope when they fast, you be fasting too.
Well, yeah, but I ain't gonna stop no bombs on my chest. I'm gonna blow myself up and all that shit. Now that's just crazy. A lot of people ask me that. Will you stop a bomb to your chest and blow yourself up? No. The fuck I look like?
That's crazy. I hope that you don't do that, buddy. Because that'll be off some terrorist shit. And that'll definitely be going against, I believe, the Muslim religion. So don't
do
that.
It definitely does. I would not blame myself.
No, thank you. I'm so glad that you said that. But thank you so much, Slutty, for calling in. Thank you. It was always good hearing from you.
Yeah, always good to hear your voice too. Especially when I'm first waking up.
Thank you, Slutty. Have a good night. Hit me up on Twitter, all right?
Oh, yes. My life's about to be lovely.
Okay. All right. Cracking the fuck up right now. I'm going to get into another caller, and then we're definitely going to play another Trizak. So, last 4 digits of your number is 5272. You're live on air.
Ladies, it's Bree Shine.
Hey, Bree.
How are y'all?
Hey, Bree.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing good. How are you, mama?
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm maintaining, you know.
I definitely hear you. And everybody, I need to go fucking follow up Bree. Miss Bree over here, she's definitely an all bars. So shout out to you, and thank you so much for fucking calling in and showing love for the All Bars radio show.
Definitely. I got to support y'all. Y'all support me, so that's just the way it is. So
let me ask you a question. Would you convert your religion just to be with another dude?
No, I wouldn't. I would stay in my religion. I'm Christian. I've dated Christian. I've dated Muslim. I've dated, you know, people without religion. I wouldn't change my religion just to be with someone, because at the end of the day, what if I change my religion and then me and this person not together anymore? So I just basically did this big change for no reason. And what if I'm not happy with that religion just because I just changed it? You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, you guys didn't say to Ms. Bree?
Shout out to Bree. Me and Bree have been rocking with each other via Twitter for a very long time through several Twitter families, and I just want to tell her personally, because every time I call into the show with you and CG, I never can get you. So I just want to personally, tell Bree that I'm honored to have her be a part of my family, because like I said, we've been rocking through several different teams that I have left,
yes,
that she have left, and, you know, it speaks numbers when you have people who follow you all the way through, who support you all the way through, so definitely shout outs to Bree, and you know I always got your back. I missed you when I came out to Jersey, but I'll be back soon.
Definitely, and, you know, it's crazy because out of everybody and all the teams, you're the only, well, both you and Nikki, y'all the only two that I actually still keep in touch with, you know, so that's just the way it is. And it's crazy, every time you call into the show, I'm not, like, on, like, I'm at a shoot or something, and then you called in, I was like, dang.
I'll get you one day, though. I'll get you one day. But, you know, like I always tell, and, you know, CG, he's my boy. He support me on a whole 100% level. You know, you guys will always have my support. Because, you know, I always support people who support me. But for those who do not know, like, Bree and CJ, like, anything, everything, they are always, you know, hitting me up, letting me know. Like, with CJ and my thing I'm sponsoring, my event, he's always sending me artists, you know. So you guys are definitely, like, my favorite followers on Twitter. So definitely love and respect to you guys. And if you ever need anything, you already know.
Yeah, definitely. And I told him to be a promoter, too, like, because he was already doing it anyway, like, promoting. So I'm like, you might as well. You might as well.
Thank you for even putting out the bug in his ear, because he definitely do be rocking out. And I'm always on top of, you know, whenever he needs me to tweet about, you know, y'all show and shit like that. I'm definitely on it. And y'all shit is definitely dope. And I love the support that we give one another. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, that's what just makes what we're doing more, to me, it makes it more fun. And it's just like, it keeps me going to know that, like, I influence others in many other different ways, or I can help out, or I can give good advice to, or just have, make an outlet for them to do what they need to do or get heard, you know, outside of their friends and whatever else that they got going on. So we definitely do hold it down for everybody by keeping it 100 at all times. And just thank you, love, and I definitely do appreciate you 100%. So thank you so much, Bree.
No problem. Thank you, all.
All right, love. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Angel, I'm so fucking loving the love. I can't even express how happy. But yeah, definitely. Let's keep this Thursday rolling with the independent artist music. Black, how you feeling?
I'm good. Having a ball doing this thing.
That's what it is. So I definitely want to hear from Louie. So whenever you're ready, we can definitely get into Louie P, I believe it is. I always fuck up on people's Twitter names. Like, bear with me. Yes, I had it right. Louie P. Let's get into some Louie P really quickly. You're definitely rocking out with All Bars Radio, y'all, so keep it locked in on Black whenever you're ready. Let's go.
Your skill is extraordinary.
Watch your style. Yeah. It's Louie. Watch your style. Little style, I see you.
Without spitting, with vicious written, I cause incisions on different rhythms. The sick is spitting, so men and women pay attention. I rip the rhythm, now I'm hitting them with lyricism. My faculty cause lyrical casualty, so attacking me a tragedy. When niggas in back of me kill you rapidly, I have to be the illest with all that I'm able to bring. Knowledge and a flow that's able to sting. Crazy thing is that I came into the game with a ring. I overthrow whoever say they the king, and I dead lanes onto the next frame. Bruce like delivery combined with a hitman pen game. Most poetic, I said it, pathetic. Niggas, I said it, you think you better than Bennett. Your instrumentals and record, the illest rap, I said it. In different settings, I said it. All niggas, forget it. Bars dropping like tension. Who you know, Ella, gorilla, flow killer. Switch the floor, but wows the competition in crowds. Get my dog without by flipping flows and styles. And niggas know I'm miles ahead of them. And now they like, how is he so ill? Reality is they can't challenge me. You earthbound, I'm from another galaxy. Niggas know I'm not no joke. So far ahead of my time, I sold the counter to my pops that broke.
Sometimes I get a little too ecstatic on the microphone, send the whole planet in a panic. I be spazzing like a mannequin in the attic. I'm strapped in a straight jacket with the illest breath control that you heard from an asthmatic. So you can catch the weed. They checking for my style like Nitty, what's your seed? Me, I like to turn it up to maximum degrees. Merkin MP3s while we burning up the trees. I'm a hip hop. happy with my hip hop job. Cause the people saying true that. Too much of these new cats. Now they all into that. Be like, who that? But you knew that. I got the juice in my triple fat goose. Hair up in a doobie with some oversized hoops. Yeah, the person's top type. Who got a wild hype? Boombox, little homie, what your style like?
We shall strive to be worthy of your sense of grandeur. I will find someone with whom you can fight.
Definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio. It's me, your host, Nikki Vibes, a.k.a. Ad House Shithead Gang Daddy. No, the daddy part is not on it, but Ad House Shithead Gang. And we definitely have Angela Sweet, a.k.a. Boss Vibes, and we got Brooklyn Black in the fucking building. And, Hot Lily P. Black, what you talking about that?
Man, this some old bullshit.
The same fucking thing, Angel. Like, can get three?
I'm just gonna say, when you had like, you know, like a female on your record or your track, like she shouldn't out, like she shouldn't steal the fucking show.
Yo,
so shout out to the fucking female who was on the track with him. Definitely, like, she should send that music to All Box Radio.
Yo, how I'm definitely gonna hit him up. Like, yo, so who's that girl? Yo, because I did not like it. Like,
she definitely
I did not like
it. Took that. She definitely took that. So yeah.
I definitely did not like it. But before, yeah, I just have one more song, and I just want to get out the way. I really, really do. And, like, I'm so bad with Twitter names, like, I really am. And, bear with me for 1 second. Like, damn, how did I go that far back? Like, that's crazy. At Riz Stone Gold. Riz Stone Gold is the last artist of the night that we'll be listening to and commenting on. So, Black, whenever you are ready, let's get the last artist out the way before we say our goodbyes. Oh, well, damn, I didn't even see. All right, before the song, let me take this last caller, just so you pop up. Last 4 digits of your number is 5634. You're live on air.
What's good? It's Fuego Bravo. It's for the follow.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? I hear y'all, you know, giving y'all critics about the songs. So I have one of my songs played earlier. I wonder what y'all thought about that.
Yes, you definitely did, and shout out to you. Thank you for submitting your music to All Vibes Radio. And the name of your track was, what was the name of?
She Like It.
I was going to say She Like It. I thought that it was okay. I thought that it was cool. The production on the song was okay. Angel, I don't know if you want to give Mr. Bravo your comment on how you felt about the song.
Yeah, I actually gave it an 8.5. I like the fact that it was mellow. It really, you know, was for the ladies. It, you know, wasn't one of those tracks where you were talking about how you're going to fuck her and all this other kind of stuff. So it's refreshing to me to hear different types of music when it comes to music for women or about women. So I gave it an 8.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for playing it. Appreciate it.
And we also have another person on the panel who critiques your song as well, Brooklyn Black. So, Black, what did you think about She Like It, the song?
Look, Fuego knows I rock with the whole, all of the great ones anyway, but that was definitely one of, that was definitely good when it was real mellow. It was kind of a breath of fresh air, but it kind of reminded me of the other joint that he did with the Usher sample.
Yeah. The video coming out next week, official video, restaurant setting. So y'all should look out for that too.
Yes, and definitely, yeah, make sure when you post a video, you see where the link so I can check it out, and definitely keep sending us some more music.
Definitely appreciate it, playing it. Thanks for, you know, coming through the calls. I was just listening. I wasn't, you know, just trying to hear what y'all was saying, but as far as that switching religions, nah, I wouldn't do that neither, but I think a lot of females, they say they wouldn't, but when they're in a relationship and you really in deep with a relationship, I think some females would, and I think some men would too.
I definitely, I respect your, you know, your answer and your honesty, and I think you're right too, because I know some females, like I know a couple of girls that were Christian one day, and then when they met fucking my mom, it's like, bitch, I don't be fuck no more.
Word. It's real.
You know, for me, seriously, you know, and like, I mean, I had a caller say that he's open to it, you know, if he really, you know, was interested in the person that much, and he would try the religion out. But I feel like I'm not converting. Like, if you can't take me as I am, flaws and all, religion and all, and shit like that, then I don't need to fuck with you. Because my religion has nothing to do with, you know, like, what attracted me to you before you even knew my religion. So, you know, that's my religion. That's the faith in, that I choose to study and practice. So that's me right there. And, you know, whatever you choose to do, whatever religion and, you know, faith that you practice, that's you right there. I don't believe in coming in between things like that or making, having to have someone choose. You know, if you want to fuck with me, you got to wear that sari. You know, I don't agree with that. But I definitely do agree with what you're saying. And we were also talking about, too, the iPhone 5, and that should be $800. So I don't know if you think that that's okay, but that's like giving it a rock.
Where did you see that? Because I saw on Instagram people talking about it. I'm like, I didn't hear. I was Googling it, and nothing came up. $800 for a phone? I mean, to be honest, I do a lot on my phone. Like, I edit photos. I do a lot of Photoshopping on my phone. So it's almost damn near like a computer in your hand. So
uh-huh.
I can understand a phone being that much because, you know, it's not a computer, but it's closest thing to a computer. I think it's even better than the iPad because the iPad is a little bigger, and this is like more, you know, handheld, right in your hand, right in the palm of your hand, you know.
That's what's up. I mean, I definitely do. You know, Andrew, you have anything to say about that? About what you said about, you know, it being that's the amount that the phone should be because of what its features are.
Again. I've had my BlackBerry almost 2 years, and I still features on here that I haven't mastered. So, I mean, it is what it is to me. Like, it is what it is to me. It don't, like, those kind of things just don't fascinate me. Like, I would just look at the phone and be like, what? Do what with it? I wouldn't even know what the hell to do with it because it probably has some mystery buttons and shit. And, like, the whole coding thing with the fingers, yeah, it's just a bit much, so... Big shout out to people who's going to buy the $800 phone because you're probably going to call us back and like, bitch and complain about something's wrong with it.
Exactly. But thank you so much for submitting your music. Like I said again, and always do that. You know, we'll definitely play your shit on All Bars Radio. We'll definitely let you know what we think about it. So thank you for calling in tonight.
Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night. All right. Good night. All right, yeah, so we definitely came to the ending of our show, and I'm going to play the artist track, but it's going to be the ending of the show. So how you guys feel about the song, you could definitely tweet me, and that was a love tweet, on what you thought about it, if it was dope or not. So before we even play that, I'm about to say my goodbye.
Aww.
I know. That has come to the ending of our show. You are definitely... rocking with and have rocked out with All Bars Radio. We do this every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, people, Eastern Time. That's how we do this shit. And don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you got going on and about yourself. As long as you know that you're doing the right thing and whatever it is that you're doing is working for you, keep doing that shit and grow and progress and just
be you, be yourself, be real. And it's me, your girl, Nikki Barb, saying good night.
Like I always say, life's a bitch, but karma has fucked her. Give back to the community. Just don't be a piece of shit just standing around here not doing nothing to yourself. Just do something, give back, because it's really important. There's always someone out there, you know, in a worse of predicament than you, and also it can always be you. So just try to do something nice for someone. I love you. Thank you for supporting the movement. Thank you for supporting the show. And we'll see you Tuesday. Mwah.
Go ahead, Black.
Well, as always, you know, fellas, don't be a fool. Back to your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. As you see, it's getting crazy out here, so definitely watch yourself. Arrive alive, don't drink and drive. And I'll see y'all tomorrow night at Pregame Radio, 10 p.m.
Good night.
Good night.
I don't cry tears, I cry liquor, and I don't often vomit, except on beats, my nigga. A pill poppin' fool, and I like a syrup thick. Motivation is the days that I ain't have shit. You see, my heart is dark, so I don't trust a bitch. The little bit of light that I get is when I count my chips. That's ironic, ain't it? Cause money bring the bitch. More money, more problems, never makes sense. For one, the creature teeth, dark denim jeans, lace up the chest tees. Hold up, forgot one thing. Grab the black nine from underneath the sink. These niggas get crazy, so they think. Slim in the gold clip, like Vince Carter. So ahead of these young niggas like a grandfather. I don't got friends, just bros and bottles. I drink until it's hollow, go out and fuck a model. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Bitch.
Initiating shutdown sequence.